off my phone if need be.
I'd like to call a meeting of the town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors to order. And we have roll call.
President Leet.
Here.
Vice President Graves.
Here.
Director Mayer.
Here.
Director Pease.
Here.
Director Steele.
Here.
Would you all please join me stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance with Director Steele.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First order of business is public comment, and I have three public comment cards here. First one is Leanne Carter.
Yes, please.
Please step up to the microphone.
I just wanted to speak on the water meters. I've been here for 24 years. My house is new. I've known for years.
That's me. I apologize, Mr. President. I'm trying to hit the button and it's not going to let me do it, so I'll just speak loudly enough. So during public comment period, you're taking comments on items that are not on the agenda. We have the water meter item on the agenda, so I'd suggest that you take all water meter comments on the agenda item.
Would you mind?
No.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I may have to keep yelling if it's not going to let me touch it. So.
Based on council's comment, I probably have to wait until you open the agenda for water meter.
I'll make sure I get back to you. Frank, visiting you the same?
Same thing.
Okay, thank you. I'll call you up on that item. Next, then we would have the. Is there any other public comment? Seeing none, we'll move on. Please step up.
Good evening. I asked you folks last month about traffic monitoring. Has anybody been in contact with the county for the traffic survey? Or
I don't think we've heard anything back from them yet.
That nobody's asked. I mean, I'd love to be the guy, but
we will contact. The staff will make a note to contact the county traffic safety division.
Thank you.
If you could please see me after the meeting.
Absolutely.
So I can understand exactly what you need.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, hi. Terry Mahaney, the one at Discovery Bay Boulevard, and I'm back again this month because the speed out here, I haven't seen any CHPs out here forever today. So when are you supposed to check on that, take kind of prod them and find out where they are? I do see one officer here tonight, but that's the first time in 4 months or 3 months. So the speed is still terrible on the boulevard, and it doesn't seem to be getting any better. There is no enforcement. So, I mean, I do see our sheriffs out there every once in a while, but here again, it's not their job, CHP, and if somebody doesn't light a fire underneath, they're not going to come out. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Any other public comment? Hearing none, we'll move to area agency. Pardon me. Move to the consent calendar.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. At this point, I would like to call up former supervisor Mary Pico. We have a little something for you. It's a big something, and I'm going to read this because I think it's important. Mary's been a part of this community for a long time, and will continue to be a part of the community. But we have a proclamation here from the town of Discovery Bay. It says, whereas Mary Nejli Pico is first and foremost an esteemed resident of the Town of Discovery Bay Community Services District in Contra Costa County, and whereas prior to her election as county supervisor, Mary was elected to the Byron Union School District Board of Trustees. served as director of the Discovery Bay Chamber of Commerce, and was president of the Los Medanos Community College Foundation. And whereas in 2004, Mary was first elected to the Contra Costa County Board of Supervisors, representing District 3, the largest of the five county districts, which includes the town of Discovery Bay. And whereas Mary was re-elected to the Board of Supervisors in 2008 and 2012, and during her tenure was twice voted by her peers to serve as chair of the board. And whereas Mary served as a staunch advocate for the health, safety, and welfare of the residents of the town of Discovery Bay. And whereas among Mary's many accomplishments, she fought for the preservation of the Delta, improved traffic flow on Highway 4, battled against construction of the peripheral canal, championed safety for Vasco Road commuters, promoted veteran support services, boosted local law enforcement presence and involvement, promoted East County focus on delivering and sustaining fire services, organized multi-agency efforts to control the outbreak of invasive aquatic plants in our local waterways, improved safety for boating and recreational water activities, and ensured county support for bolstering town infrastructure. And whereas Mary gave the town of Discovery Bay a true voice concerning regional, county, state, and national matters affecting the town's interests, now therefore be resolved that we, the board of directors of the town of Discovery Bay, hereby approve this proclamation thanking and honoring Mary Medjugley Pipo for her 12 years of dedicated service on the Board of Supervisors and her representation of Discovery Bay.
Tonight before we came over, my husband David is here, I think, in the back of the room because you have standing room only, and I know you're all here to recognize my retirement from Highway 4 safety and Vasco Road were really critical. We saved lives through actions that I was leading at the Board of Supervisors. We increased sheriff patrols and retained local P6 money for the community, including enhancing school resource officers within our school system. Delta safety, saving lives again with the no-tow zone. Delta leadership, twin tunnel opposition, the 21st century version of the peripheral canal, and as you said, Bill, and invasive aquatic weeds. We helped secure and identify territory for Discovery Bay's own zip code, creating a divide between the two communities, Byron and Discovery Bay, so each can live in harmonious equality of life for each community. We brought sidewalks to the Discovery Bay Elementary School for the Safe Routes to School program. Seems kind of minor or silly, but really it wasn't. No mud now on the south side when you get out of the car to take your kids to and from school. We did extensions to Discovery Bay Boulevard and to Willow Lake Road. We secured the BBID money back from Byron Bethany Irrigation District to the town of Discovery Bay through the county for fire and emergency services. Currently that's about $770,000 a year, and that will be protected in perpetuity for this community. We created a boat and RV storage overlay district for zoning so that local businesses can be in code compliance with the county and provide services to local residents. We did Highway 4 widening to the 160 Bridge, also known as the John A. Medjugley Bridge. We did winery and olive processing facilities for East County. We did the farm stand ordinance, allowing value-added products to be sold and bottled water. And you can't believe how much work we had to go through in order to be sell bottled water at a farm stand. Government, I guess. We expanded temporary event permitting so venues like Hannah Nicole can hold special events at their new facility. We did a food grading system in restaurants now at the front door, not casually hung up on interior walls. The Byron Airport economic development opportunities continue. We secured over $700,000 to do studies for infrastructure development, and that will be moving forward beyond my years on this earth, let's hope. The Northern Waterfront Economic Development Initiative, creating jobs for East County on the Northern Waterfront, protecting zoning and land uses. And most recently, before I left the board, we did a couple final actions to help create the Clayton to Brentwood Discovery Bay Oakley Trail connector right along Marsh Creek Trail, somewhere in that alignment, connecting to the Bay Trail and the Bay Area at large. And we also put forward a study for more agricultural opportunities within the Ag Corps to become more viable and more thriving for East County. Thank you for the recognition. It's an accomplishment to be recognized by your peers. More so for me, it's an accomplishment to be recognized by my neighbors and my friends. And I do hope to be out and about more so in the community that we have over the last 12 to 15 years, because public services, you know, my husband David's been involved with, and I have, and we haven't been out on the boat. We haven't been working in our yard, and we haven't been working on our house, but we will be now. So thank you. It's been an honor and privilege to serve each and every one of you. My congratulations on your new position. To the directors, you have your hands full. And I get to go back to my chair and watch all the fireworks.
With the long list of items that you had on that, I just have to, from my own personal experience, I moved out in 1999 and commuted through Vasco Road, and it seemed as though, and it's a bad topic, but there was a fatality at least every year, multiple on bad years. When I saw those little posts go up in the middle and the gator tracks on the side, I thought that was a hokey fix. I'm so sorry to say that. I thought we should put our money into something bigger and better. But since that's been in, the fatalities have dropped nearly to zero. I think we had one, but that was speed that was involved there. So great job on that. And I know all the other things you listed, you put the same effort into. So thank you.
Thank you, Bill. You can't always get what you want. You do have to work within the constraints of the system, and the soft delineators allow for emergency response should there be an accident where the concrete K-rails, I believe they're called, really don't. So it's the best of two worlds, if you will, and it has dramatically decreased fatalities and crossover accidents, and that's something we all can live with.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, next we'll move to area agency reports. Supervisor Fergus. Alicia.
Hi, good evening, everybody. My name is Alicia Knuckles, and I'm the district representative, formerly for Supervisor Lupo, and thankful to be back and working with the Discovery Bay community under the new supervisor, Diane Berger. Normally what I do up here is I provide an update on the community information at the county level, but also other district happenings and updates, whether it be water, weeds, or transportation. I actually have the honor tonight to introduce my new boss, and that is Supervisor Diane Berger. Shorter here.
Mary, I thought they came out to meet me. I want to say thank you for having me tonight. Hello, everybody. It's really exciting to get to introduce myself as your new supervisor. I can tell you there's a lot of big issues to tackle. One of my top priorities is to bring stakeholders together to find a way to strengthen and beef up our fire protection district and the services in East County. We need to do this to protect your property values, keep your home insurance rates affordable, and safeguard our families and neighbors. Another one of our battles is against the Twin Towers, tunnels, that threaten our waterways. I don't have to tell you how important our delta is, and we'll be working to prevent the toxic algae blooms, you know, work on the invasive weeds, and we're gonna work to protect our precious delta. And that's a big reason why I ran for this office, because I really, truly, passionately wanna work for everybody on that issue. This year I'll be serving on the California Delta Protection, the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta Conservancy, and the Delta Counties Coalition. Together, because it is a collective together, we'll provide a united front to the governor, and we'll protect our backyard from Southern California speculators who don't have an interest in protecting our community or our resources. Another major challenge is improving East County's transportation infrastructure, and I'm honored to serve as the chair of the county's Transportation, Water, and Infrastructure Committee, where I'll have the opportunity to seek out infrastructure funding and get the ball rolling on important projects. I'll continue to support the transportation milestones that we've achieved with Mary's leadership, including the expansion of the Highway 4 bypass, and continuing efforts to improve safety on Vasco Road, and hopefully extending EBART further east once it's up and running. Lastly, I want you to know that it's important to me that every resident feels they have a voice, and that you're being heard, and that the county is working hard for your best interests. It's my job to be the voice for those who rely on those services our county currently offers, and I'll work to make sure we're protecting the most vulnerable among us while ensuring opportunity for all. So please don't hesitate to contact my office. You know, I'm trying to get out and about and have one-on-one conversations. You'll find I'm the touchy-feely hug person, and I really am interested in hearing what's going on in your neighborhood and in your community. And please reach out to Alicia because she wants to hear from you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sheriff's Office. Tony.
Good evening. Last month in Discovery Bay for the month of January, we had 556 calls for service with these 50 reports that you see correct. Brief look at what we got came in. We had three property crimes that were reported to us, residential type burglars. In all three cases, the house was unsecured. And one of them was a victim of a fire in that same night. Somebody broke into the house. So sad to see something like that. We had petty theft from like vehicles. Four vehicles, of course, that came in. Somebody stole property out of the vehicle. They were left unlocked. We had approximately four package theft slash mail theft reported to us. And now, since the past history of the mail theft that we did have, I'm starting to see identity theft starting to pop into the picture now. It's been a couple of months since we had that big rash of mail theft. You can see some of the identity theft coming in now. I'm just going to put this out here. There was a couple of reports that I did see that kind of makes me a little nervous. One was somebody calling the house, telling the homeowner that there's somebody in jail and that they need to go to Target and buy a bunch of gift cards to bail them out. I hear from after that, you know, that's you're not going to fall for it. But we are not some people that will. And it's usually a little bit elderly or older folks because they'll call and they hear that voice and it's somebody that's elderly and they'll say, hey, grandma, grandpa. And then that person's going to say, is this Bobby? Is this Sarah? And I got the name. Yeah, I'm here. And that's how it starts. Just don't fall for those. If it's like that, don't be afraid to call the sheriff's department, please. Let our officers do that, handle that, and we'll tell you straightforward what it is. We will never take a gift card from Target to bail somebody out of jail. Okay. Other than that, any particular questions from the board?
We had some pretty good activity the other night in Vicksburg. Were you involved in that?
Can you be a little bit more
over by Aberdeen, those two teenagers?
All the ones that, it might be the one you're talking about from the boys' ranch. Somebody called in, reported somebody jumping a fence on the neighbor's property. Our officers are responding. At the same time they were responding, we got a call from the boys' ranch saying, hey, two guys just unaccounted for. Everything was taken care of. Any particular questions from the audience? Just step outside for me. We got officers in the back, and I don't want to take up a lot of time because I know you guys are going to be discussing some other stuff. So.
Thank you, John.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is CHP here? Negative on CHP.
He's back there somewhere.
Is he back there?
Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
There he is.
Buried in the back.
Couldn't hear anything back there. It works. Good evening. I'm Officer Taylor with the CHP. I'm here tonight to fill in for Officer Thomas. He's currently on vacation. So he asked me to come in and find out what the community needs.
Well, if you heard earlier, I think there's some issues about speeding on Discovery Bay Boulevard and other areas in town. We just sort of like to know generally what the response from CHP might be with regard to patrol and citations in those areas.
All right. With Officer Thomas being on vacation, He's got a dedicated job writing tickets here in East County. And he hasn't been around, and he writes a whole lot of them. He is. He's been on vacation. So the other half of the ticket writing falls on the officers that are on patrol for the night. And the other officers are handling calls as well as tickets. So I guarantee you, over the last few months, I'm sure that there hasn't been much activity with the patients.
Okay. If you could pass on then to Officer Thomas and whoever at CHP that we're still experiencing the speeding issues throughout this coming day, and we'd appreciate whatever enforcement efforts could be brought to bear on that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving on to liaison reports. Anybody have one? I will just mention. I attended the Special Districts Association meeting for Contra Costa County, and Joan Buchanan was there, former assembly member, now president of the Restore the Delta group, and she gave us an update on the efforts that they're doing with regard to the twin tunnels and trying to stop that project. So more to come. There's the legal battles are on. We have no presentations. And we will move to business and action items. Number one, board update on water meter installation project. Mr. General Manager.
All right, thank you, President. I do believe the crowd is here to hear me at this point. So I did want to give you an update on the water meter project to date. Preliminary work began on the water meter project at the beginning of January. And last Monday, we officially started the water meter installs in phase one. And to date, we've now completed about 140 installations already, just the last 3 days. So, we heard the residents loud and clear that we dropped the ball on keeping them informed. We set about to immediately correct that. Letters and informational pamphlets were sent out on Monday to all residents in all phases of the meter project area. We have updated our website to be more informative. We put links to the citizen letters and pamphlets on our website. Furthermore, board meeting agendas are much easier to locate because we put the link on the opening page. Additionally, Mr. Helfrich has posed a variety of very good questions in several emails, and staff has answered those questions, and a copy has been left at your desk, and copies are available to the public, and we run out, they will be on the website. We held 3 informational open houses on the water meter project, which were very successful, and we have 4 more open houses scheduled during the day and evening on February 8th and February 22nd. That information has also been put on the website. The bond will likely go out for issuance at the end of February, and we are looking forward to future discussion on the best way to calculate and allocate the project costs to our new meter users. That concludes my report.
Thank you, General. Now we will go to public comment. So I will go back in the same order, and Lee Ann Carter.
My name is Lee Carter. I live on Newport Place South. I knew 24 years ago, and I've known for probably almost all this time that sooner or later we would get water meters. I think, like everybody, we assumed that this would be absorbed through the rates that we're paying annually.
Pretend you love that.
Pretend I love it. Okay. I think we all believe that the cost would be borne by the town or the county. You know, for all these years, what, maybe 20 years, we've heard there's going to be water meters. This is just in the last month. We've been told, oh, by the way, you have to pay $900. And also, we got this in the mail yesterday about meetings that were last week.
I got one today.
Yeah. And I just have to mention that I work for PG&E. I'm a gas engineer for new business. I know, I'm sure the rules are different, but for us, when a service is installed for a house, the customer pays for, the developer pays for everything from the gas main to the house, to where the house line meets the outlet side of the meter. That's all borne by the developer at the time. Rule 16, CPUC Rule 16, instructs us that from that point forward, if ever anybody asks for a larger meter, smaller meter, additional meter, if they've added an in-law unit or anything like that, the cost is borne by PG&E, not by the customer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Requesting an agenda item to discuss how the individual property owners will be charged for the water meter installation to put on the next meeting. A specific agenda item, not a general item. Second, with what I understand that's been bandied about or stated historically, the water meter installation project will be approximately $3,200,000. And you intend to have each of the 3,532 installation locations pay the same amount. My first concern is that the $3,200 number is not really accurate. It contains some estimates, contingency fees. It has a $131,000 construction contingency fee, first red line. It contains a $185,000 consulting engineering fee. It's a not to exceed contract. You're going to use all this or not, I don't know. It contains a $45,000 general contingency fee. I tried to determine the cost of the product based on information that was sent to me, and I come up about $52,000 short. I can't figure out where that's coming from, and I have a line item for that. It also contains $88,636 to bump the costs that you've been listing to bring it up to $3.2 million. Since the ability to charge a fee should be limited to the actual cost, the $906 may be inaccurate. I want to go on and quote from a portion of a letter that I received yesterday from the district manager. And this deals with this averaging versus tiered cost. In the case of Discovery Bay, the contractor identified different types of meter services, each with a different identified unit cost. Since proportionality is measured collectively across all ratepayers receiving a meter, allocating the total cost of installation is permissible given under the current law. It would also be permissible for Discovery Bay to implement a tiered schedule based on the meter types and unit costs identified. Since there are different types of meters involved, it is also equitable and defensible to charge different flat fees which correlate to the various meter types. I think the board, you go either way, but you're not bound by one way or the other. Using your cost, that, as I understand it, and breaking into a tiered breakdown, there are 500 type 1 installations that the cost would be $641. This is using all your costs. There are 2,531 type 2 installations. That cost would be $836. There are 500 type 3 installations that would cost $1,496. And I've broken it apart for each one of the costs and then brought it back to it, $3.2 million. And finally, you had one location that was a
complete water meter installation, or maybe even a water line, but it was $15,546 in that $3.2 million. I don't want to pay for that. If you do charge all of the 3,532 installation locations the same amount, I think you're going to end up with 3,031 very disgruntled constituents, and 501 of them are going to vote for you. Right now, your cost estimate seems to be, to have an overstatement here, somewhere in the range of $90 to $110 per installation. So that's my presentation on why I think you can do it here.
I give it up, I do that.
That's pretty much it on this. I'm fine with that.
Thank you, Bill. I think we have a copy of that.
We saved it, yes.
Thanks. Frank.
Issue is the surprise $3.1 million bond for a water meter project without voter approval. Is it legal? Yes. Is it moral? No. The City of Riverside provided state-mandated water meters for free, paid for reserves. View their website. The CSD board and the Discovery Bay Public Financing Authority are one and the same. Now pay attention to this. The Discovery Bay Public Financing Authority can issue bonds without voter approval, and homeowners shall repay the principal and interest through rates, fees, or charges. The CSD board / the Discovery Bay Public Financing Authority are undeniably the fox guarding the henhouse. Even more terrifying is that the Discovery Bay Public Financing Authority is not regulated by any California government, public utility commission, or water codes. Therefore, we homeowners are at the mercy of the Discovery Bay Public Financing Authority /CD board issuing future bonds whenever they feel it necessary, and we the homeowners shall pay for them. Normally, CSD bonds are regulated by California government, public utility commission, and water codes, and require voter approval. This is not our CSD bond work. This is not how our CSD bonds work. Therefore, I am requesting a board vote to reverse the $3.11 million bond surprise, the surprise bond resolution, and to reverse the Discovery Bay Public Financing Authority resolution that was in 2012, so that we can abolish the Discovery Bay Public Financing Authority and add these subjects to the next agenda. I want those agenda items. I want on the agenda item the reversing of the bond and this in the full discussion to these people of this Discovery Bay Public Financing Authority, which keeps the laws of California from protecting us. Thank you.
Is there any other public comment?
I have one.
Frank, go ahead.
Thank you very much for allowing me to comment. Just a couple questions, because I am admittedly late to the game because I got my four letters in the mail today as well. I thought I was pretty well plugged into the community, but obviously not well enough, because this was kind of a little bit of news to me. My first question is in the surplus, and you don't have to answer now, you can answer later. But
we'll have answers to a lot of it. We're just trying to gather it for now.
Yeah. I'm just curious, the surplus funds, my water, the way I understand it, my water bill is through my property tax. And so I'm just wondering if any of those tax dollars go into the town's surplus fund. And if those tax dollars have been paid all these years through my property tax, wouldn't it make sense that I would get the benefit of that to install my meter? That's number one. Number two, I understand that some folks, and I talked to two property owners that said that they already have their water meter installed,
And they paid three payments of $33.33 a piece. That comes out to basically $1,000, or, you know, $100. So my question is, have anybody had meters installed in Discovery Bay that have paid less than what you're proposing? Thank you very much for your time.
Good evening, Board. David Pipo, Discovery Bay. And I'd like to begin by thanking the board and staff for taking on this complex water meter project. I've been on the board before, and I know it's a very difficult task to take on and make everybody happy. I'd also like to acknowledge the fact that this is an unfunded mandate and a state requirement that has been looming for quite some time. That being said, we've had decades to prepare for this. Unfortunately, as they say, the devil is in the details. In this case, cost and communications, I've seen a great failure. As for cost, one of the original founders of this CSD and a director for 12 years, it troubles me to see the current direction of borrowing and borrowing more money. We teach our youth about the pitfalls of borrowing on credit and the long-term consequences. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. We ran this district since its inception without encumbering the ratepayers with any additional debt. While there's constantly new standards and regulations being put on the board and on water and wastewater districts, I urge you to avoid borrowing too much on the backs of the ratepayers. This is especially true when the district is already sitting on millions of our dollars in financial reserves. On a large-scale project such as this, communication plays a vital role with the citizens that you serve. A detailed communication plan of public information should have been developed and implemented months ago. Communication does help alleviate a great amount of confusion. And right now, folks, we've got a very confused community. I ask the board to ramp up its efforts and help the ratepayers understand what's occurring right now in our community. I urge the board to reconsider its path and the communication with the community. To please think about the ramifications of those hardest hit financially rather than those with an ability to pay up front. I believe it's important to remember the word community in our community services district. Thank you for your consideration.
Just a couple of quick comments. I'm Mike McCleary. With respect to Frank Bissonnette's comment, the Twin Tunnels also are using revenue bonds, which is how they're getting away with no loan to the taxpayers. That's just a side issue. Unfortunately, I'm one of those people whose water meter seems to fall in the driveway, so I guess I'm one of the expensive people. But I just have a question for the board. I know reserves are very important. We need to maintain them. But I also understand there's going to be about $200 of interest over the 10-year period per homeowner by adding this to the revenue to your revenue bonds. Is it possible that you have adequate reserves now to pay for this with reserves, negotiate a line of credit with collateral being the future potential issuance of a bond in the event that those reserves are needed for another purpose? In other words, pay for it with your reserves. Reserves may be depleted more than they should, but you've got it backed up with a line of credit that you could immediately use and reimburse the line of credit by issuing bonds. So that's just a thought.
Thank you.
Doug Fastbin, Beacon Place, here in Discovery Bay. I got my water meter installed this morning. 8:04, two men with shovels came in, and they were done in 52 minutes. The box was completely taken out and was warmed up. 1:19, one man came, and he was done at 1:35. He installed the water meter, 16 minutes. And at 2:15, two men came in to backfill it, took them 25 minutes. This is less than three man hours, and I would be charged for $900. That's $300 an hour. Unridiculous. So I think it should be tiered, period. Thank you.
Thank you.
Equipment free, inspection free.
Good evening. This feels very unusual. As somebody who sat where you're sitting for 8 years, I know what it's like to make a decision that pisses off the community. I understand that. But I think you have to be in a position where you can go back and say, you know something, maybe the decision we made wasn't the right decision. And I would say, based on how many people are sitting here tonight, we haven't had this many people in this room since we moved in here. And this is a small sampling of the community. I've had more people call me like I'm still on the board. What are you doing about this? It's not, I can't do anything about it. But I think when you have millions of dollars in reserve in a bank, and you tell people you're going to loan them back their money at 4.5% interest for 10 years, and then as the money comes back in again, what are you going to do with the money as it comes back in? You have a bond that's 30 years. You're going to collect the money in 10 years, mostly less than that, because most of these people in here will pay the check and they'll pay it up front. If 35% of the residents of this community pay their meter up front like we plan on doing, you've got one third of the money back already. But the board is paying 10 years worth of interest, 30 years worth of interest on a bond. I think you need to look at this. And I think what Bill Helfrich said is really urgently important. You need to look at what you're charging people. I look outside our house, the box is right there. It's going to be the same as this gentleman that just spoke. It's going to take about 2.5-3 hours. $900. It's not this person or this person's fault that the guy next door built a $1 million home. It's not their fault that he decided to put a wall around the home. It's not their fault that it's $15,000 to put his meter in. I think you have to look at people that are $2,500 and $15,000 and tell them you will pay that yourself. This should be, we originally on the board started this at about $500 a meter. Then it went to $600. Then it went to $700. Then you had three meetings, which were information meetings, where you didn't ask people what they wanted, you told them what you were going to do. And I think speaking for the people here and the people I've talked to, you're going to have an uproar in this town. And I think you need to put this back on the agenda, revisit it, and change what you're doing. Thank you.
Anybody else would like to speak? Yes, sir.
How you doing? Robert Kilmar. I live in Newport Place. Bought out here in 1993. It was a dirt lot from the Hoffman Company. You guys are familiar with that? A stone's throw away is well number three. You all familiar with well number three? When we closed our house in escrow, we had a surcharge through the Hoffman Company to buy into that well, not having water meters. Here we are 24 years later, I paid my water, haven't had a water bill. All of a sudden it's through the taxes, then we have Reclamation 800. Now we have the town of Discovery Bay, right on, progress. This back door thing, I don't like. I feel I'm grandfathered in. Now, if you want, it should be public record what we paid in. I moved in April of 1993. Look up the records and see what the closing was with the Hoffman Company on pump and well number three. Thank you. Good night. Thank
you. Any public comment? Yes, sir.
Good evening. Jim Mills on Beacon Place. I too had my meter put in today. I didn't check see how long it took them, but I'm new out here, been here 2 years, so I'm just totally blindsided by this. So be that as it may, there's nothing I can really do about it except pay it. But the problem I do have is when they did the install today, a trash pile landscaping, and they left just a huge mess all over the sidewalk, you know, that I get cleaned up. My next door neighbor had fake grass put in last summer. Looks beautiful. They trashed it. It's ruined. It's destroyed. So now she's going to have to pay to have the company come back and fix it. So maybe we ought to revisit who you guys have chosen to install and maybe find somebody that truly has pride in the work. Thank you.
Public comment. Yeah. If you have public comment, come on up here.
Well, he's coming up. Sir, can I get your address? Sir, that just spoke.
Sure.
Sir, just spoke.
Yeah, 4156 Beacon Place.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me up here. I have a concern about how the meter project is being charged. My name is Bill Newland. And I realized today, after chunking through some numbers over the last couple of days, that it appears that we might be being charged twice for our meters. Your proposal is that we have an option to pay up front the $900 or to finance that over 10 years at 4.5%. And in addition, so once that's paid for, by whichever choice, that should be done. So I don't understand, and I'd like an explanation of why you're adding that to the bond and collect it or having us pay for the bond in addition to our initial outlay for that, either up front or over the 10 years. Thank you.
Thank you. Other public comment? Going once, twice.
The time to speed up, folks.
Yeah.
Happy.
I think we've heard that.
No, you can go make reasonable public comment.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bill. Okay, now I'll turn it over. Is there any board discussion at this point?
Well, I would like to say that we hear you. A lot of issues, but I think we can boil these down. The comments that you're saying is go back and reconsider. Is that fair?
Yeah.
And I can't speak for the entire board, but I think we should do that. It's a great show, and thank you all for showing up. And if I can say, I can only speak for my vote, but. And it's already been publicized in the newspaper, so my vote was to go with the bond and to give the opportunity for people not to pay $25. I had a number of systems, residents, I'm sorry, as Mark Simon had citizens call him, that were concerned about $25 a month, that it could be just that point that breaks them on a monthly basis. So I listened to that. And so I was concerned about $25. The bond itself gave us the opportunity to lower that monthly cost to $10. Not everybody in Discovery Bank can afford $900. Not everybody can afford easily $25 a month. So we looked for another avenue. The other area I was concerned with is that we have approximately, and I'm sorry for the quote, it's about $6.5 million in reserves. And Dina's here, I know, so I hope I spit this out correctly, but it used to be one big pile, a big bucket, treated that way. And so if you took $3 million out of it, you still had $3.5 million sitting there that you could use. Today, it's monitored a little differently, properly. Roughly $3 million into the freshwater. So if we were to pay for this bond, we would be empty. Now, I know there's some that have given me the advice that we can always borrow from others, you know. Director Graves has said that. I've gotten others who have said the same thing. So, yes, we could. I'm concerned about town, you know, our accountability on the financial side. I was elected, took office about 7 weeks ago, and one of the things that I have to concern myself with is to make sure that we have the finances when we need them. If we borrow and something goes wrong, what do we do then? That was the philosophy. That was the rationale behind it. So the two reasons don't empty your reserve. The second is try to spread it out to those that can't quite afford it. But I hear you. We'll go back and take a look at it.
I'll just make a comment on some of the terminology, and I think staff is going to answer a couple of questions. There's no extra money that's in the bank, if you will. As Bill mentioned, you have restricted reserves and unrestricted reserves, and you really can't commingle and spend money that's intended for the wastewater project on the freshwater project. I'll just mention one item about the gentleman who moved in and feels that he paid for the well 3 when he moved in. Yes, he did. This is not for the well. This is for the meter that has been state mandated that we have to install, or we end up getting fined. So there's a little bit of miscommunication in the terminology, and we'll take it, or I'll take it.
Well, as long as my well is pumping my water, I don't care what the meter says. I don't need a meter.
The state says you do. It's not us, it's the state that says you need a meter. And if the state hadn't said that, we wouldn't even have this meeting. So that's the issue about miscommunication. I do agree that we have not communicated properly in a timely fashion. I think there's been strides to improve that, even though it was late. There's mailers that have gone out. We are hosting seminars, workshops, so the residents can understand that. And I'm not opposed to going back and doing a discussion on how to account for every individual house and how much time it takes each individual home to have a meter installed. I'd be happy to do that. We have some information. I don't know what the end result will be in that. We're just trying to be fair and equitable to everybody. Thank you.
Bill, can I ask Bob, can I ask you a question? I know we're already past.
Mark, you've always asked some questions.
Thank you. And you're going to go back and revisit this, which is wonderful. I appreciate that. Are you going to go ahead with a bond before you revisit this, or are you going to give the town some input?
We have some time before the bond goes out, so let me get on to my comment. I'm not going to step on anybody's toes here. But, yeah, we hear you. We hear you loud and clear. What I'd like to do is, because I've heard a number of numbers thrown around, people have got up here and said some things that are numbers that I'm not familiar with. So what I'd like to do is go back and let's look at our finances. Let's look at the cash flow that is going to be affected by this project. And let's look at some alternatives, whether it's whatever, pay it up front, pay it over 10 years, whatever the alternatives could possibly be. And let's look at several of those. And then let's come back with a factual report to the community on numbers that we can all agree on, and then we can decide which alternative is the one that the community can best support. It's not going to be, you know, I can guarantee you that there's going to be somebody in this room that's going to be unhappy no matter what decision you make. But we could try to make a decision that's going to satisfy as many of the 14,000 people that live here as we possibly can. But I'd like to take some time, step back, and I'd rather make a reasoned decision 2 or 3 or 4 weeks from now than to make an irrational decision tonight or tomorrow. So I just ask the community's forbearance for a couple of weeks to start gathering that data and then come back with information that I think everybody can understand and we can put up on a simple chart up there, and then let's get some feedback on which way the community thinks we should proceed. So anyway, that's my point.
Really quick, would it help to send out questionnaires to people whether they want to pay their bond up front without having to borrow that much money and get an idea of what you're looking at for people to prepay, or whether they would like to be on a payment system? That way you may not be borrowing as much money as you think you need to.
Well, we can think about that. The timing might be a little bit of an issue. We're jamming up against the end of the month.
We've got until 2025 to get this done.
Yeah, I have a few comments. So,
do they?
Okay, I have a couple of comments. This kind of goes back to a couple of meetings ago when I tend to agree with almost everything I've heard from you folks here tonight. I have some issues with regards to how this was brought forward, and it's not, you know, ultimately we're responsible. But we were also told by, and I'm not pointing any fingers at anybody in particular, because some staff that, not ever, anyway, staff, this was supposed to be an educational process. Director Simon has been fighting this, well, as long, we've been on the board together for 7 years. And every time we brought this up, it kind of went a little sideways because Mark has been very much against moving it forward any sooner than possible. And I applaud you for standing by your means. But every time Mark said something about it, I said the key is to educate the public ahead of time, at least a year in advance. And I looked at letters back in committee back in September, October that our finance manager put together that I was under the impression was going out to you guys 3-4 months before the process occurred. That didn't happen. Why that didn't happen is kind of irrelevant at this point because it doesn't do any good to blame anybody, but it wasn't anybody's fault that's in this room, okay? It just didn't happen, and we have to accept the responsibility for lousy communication. But we've also moved forward with the process that I voted against because there's inherent problems with this. Bill Helfrich, is it, I'm saying your name correct, Bill?
Yes, you are.
Pointed out some of them, and part of the problem is if we were to put the entire amount into a bond, we have an obligation to pay that, to spend all that money on that project. So we don't know exactly, to Bill's point, we don't know exactly what it's going to cost. So are we borrowing money we don't need, and then how do we spend that money? And I look at a simple situation where I'm not quite as optimistic as our former director Simon here about how many people are actually going to pay $900 up front, but let's just say 10% did. So that's 350 people times $221, because that's the interest that they're not paying. So that equals about $80,000. Well, now who's going to pay that $80,000 if you already borrowed the money? The people that couldn't afford it to begin with are going to be end up subsidizing that's $80,000. It just hasn't been discussed well enough. It hasn't been thought through well enough. When the original proposal was brought forward by our interim town manager, there was three options. One was 3 years, $25 a month, pay for it, be done with it in 3 years. That's what I was, I kind of like that. I mean, it's a hardship for all of us, but the other one was the bond, but there was a third option that was brought in, which was a hybrid option, which would be to, you're looking at me, Rod, am I getting this right?
I didn't hear it. I'm interested.
There's a hybrid option that was brought forward that said that we don't borrow all the money.
Right.
Okay? Now, that's what I would think would tend to simplify things. Because if we were only to borrow a portion of the money, half, $2 million maybe, we still protect our reserves, so if we have to build that well 8 before we get all the money back, we have the money to do it. If a pipe collapses and we have to replace it, we still have reserves in the water, specifically in the water project. But the rest of it, we would know the exact cost of, and we can allocate at that point because we know what the project would cost. And therefore, we're not paying interest on money over 10 years that are based on estimates. You know, they may be very accurate estimates. It may cost exactly $3.12 million. I can't see in the future. I don't know that. But I think we're setting ourselves up to not allow for that if we were to put all the money, get all the money from a bond. And that's why I personally voted against the bond issue when it came up for the first time. And I agree 100%. I've talked since the very beginning, going back to every discussion about subsidizing, lumping it all into one side, so therefore those that have an easier installation subsidize those with a difficult installation. Unfortunately, life isn't fair. You know, fair is someplace you buy a pig. It's not about life. And so it's not ever going to be fair. But I don't believe we should be subsidizing complicated installations with simple installations. I don't believe that we can cost account every single installation. Let me make it perfectly clear. I would not burden our accounting department with
with going through accounting for each individual installation, but I believe that there needs to be more tiers, more understanding of the level of installations that we have and how to better allocate the funds to better relate to the amount of time that's being involved. I do want to say, I appreciate, sir, your, I don't remember who it was that said it was not $300 an hour. You didn't figure into that the cost of the meter. So it's not quite that simple. It wasn't $300 an hour. It was 3 hours, but then there's a cost of the meter involved in that.
How much is the meter? How much is the meter?
How much is the meter?
200.
Since you're in charge of it. 1 inch is 208. What's
the quarter inch? About $200.
For 201? Okay. But let's not, I'm just making comments, guys. We've got to pass that point of public. I understand. And it depends if you need a box or if you need bricks. I mean, it's not quite as simple as just $200.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
But.
Excuse me. That's that.
I'm agreeing with you, okay? We need to really take a look at how we're allocating those costs based on how difficult the installation is. And there is a way to do this to where we don't end up financing money that we don't absolutely have to have. I agree with Mr. Pipo when he got up here and said, you know, we try not to, you know, we don't need to keep borrowing money that we don't need. And that's how I feel about it. So those are my comments.
Thank you. Chris, anything?
I think we should go back and let's hit the pause button here. We've got some time with 2025. I know we're well into a project right now, but let's go back and look at how we're allocating. And again, I'm not burden the district with more debt. I do understand we do have some reviews, and I'd like to have reserves, and I'd like to see how we could portion that out a little bit more.
Any other director comments?
Can I ask a question? This is going to be the dumbest question ever, but this is my biggest concern.
Mr. President, can I suggest that you ask them to go to the podium, announce their name? Thank you.
It's being recorded, so we'll get your comments. Identify yourself.
My name is Jamie Polito. I live on Newport Drive, the one that we talked about with all the speeding, but I'm not here for that. My biggest question here for me is that I pay my bills every month, but I know what I'm buying. I just cannot thank the people here enough that went to all the trouble to get all the stats, all everything. I didn't even think about the thousands of dollars I paid in taxes for water at the end of every year. Never questioned it, just paid it. I need to know how you came up with a $900 figure when this gentleman just here just said, I don't know what this costs. And everybody seems to be talking now in a different direction about how are we going to get all of us to pay $900? Should we pay interest? Should we pay it? I think the biggest question is, why are we paying $900? I need for somebody to give me a bill that shows me what the breakdown is and why I owe the money, and I would have no problem paying it. I don't hear that, I don't see it, and I really would like a commitment to come back. We've been fighting traffic for 20 years, I give up. But this is a bigger issue, and I think we need to talk about it. I'd like to know why we owe that much money. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, no one else has a comment? Good. What I'd like to do then is direct staff to bring this issue back. Once we have the cash flow, we have some alternatives, we have some real numbers, and we have sort of an informational package that we can present to the community.
Okay, and if I can just say, make sure that we get communications out. We'd like to see everybody here when we come back when we have information.
When may that take place?
In the future? That's
what we'll have to wait and talk to staff and see when they can pull all that information. It'll be sooner rather than later. I think this one is going to
be
a 3 or 4 minute break, and then we'll come back to the other items on the agenda.
No idea.
Now that people are showing up.
Yeah,
no, I am too. That's the problem, right?
Item G2 before you for your consideration and direction.
Folks, we can take them on the conversation outside.
I want to announce.
Thank you.
Thank you for your
starting. We're all following David. It's all right.
Yeah.
Mr. General Manager.
Thank you.
Okay, item G2 before you for your consideration and direction involves a company named Doxa that on their website they bear the Discovery Bay logo and a link to our website that displays a picture of our opening website page. Doxa appears to be a third-party bill pay company that provides users a way to pay their Discovery Bay water bill through their services. Attached to the staff report are screenshots of the Doxa website bearing our logos. Town Council has prepared a cease and desist letter, and should the board so direct, the letter will be signed and mailed to Doxa.
Any public comment? The board comment?
I took a look at it. How did it come about where they just figured they could use it?
We didn't talk to them.
Okay, so we have no contract or no negotiations or discussions with them whatsoever?
This is not uncommon. Yeah. Companies will grab logos off of anybody's website and try to use it as an advertising.
I mean, it does look like a Discovery Bay, Town of Discovery Bay website. I mean, somebody could be fooled into thinking it was us. So I would be in favor of
those. I went on the website and I looked through it and I read a lot of the legalese that's on there. And what they say is that the only time that they get involved with your municipality, and it's mostly public, it's either phone bills or it's all public payments. Is when somebody that is a member of their group decides they want to pay their bill through them. But my concern is this. If that's true, then that means somebody has paid Doxa for their water bill, but we have never received a check from Doxa, correct?
I can't say that for positive. I asked Willow, who processes all those payments, and I go, have we ever got one that you know of? And the answer was no, not that I know of. So that's the best information I have for you at this point.
So, I mean, you guys, I don't use those kind of third party for any of my bill paying or anything, so I'm not that familiar with them. So that's why I read all that crap that was on that website. But it seems to me that I don't understand the instrument that gets it from them to us.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. I don't think we need them. So I'm in total agreement with staff recommendation that we send a letter to cease and desist.
Any discussion?
Is that in the form of a motion?
Yes, it is.
A motion by Director Pease. Is there a second?
I second.
And a second by Director Mayer. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
I would hope that whenever we find these things, people should not be using our logo without our
approval. Yes, sir.
Item G3. Staff?
Item G3 is a request by me to have the board authorize President Leek to sign an amended employment contract with Catherine Katsouris, who served as our interim general manager, which would add up to 120 hours of employment through the remainder of this fiscal year. The purpose is so that I can draw on these hours on an as-needed basis when and if I should encounter an issue that would benefit from her experience and institutional knowledge.
Any public comment?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
That's totally disagree. Frank Byzantin. So my second issue was the employment contract between Catherine Kursis and the CSD. Is it legal? Yes. Is it moral? No. At the December 21st, 2016 board meeting, interim general manager Catherine O'Kursis suggested shifting the cost of the water meter project out of the general funds. That action caused a surprise $3.11 million bond for the water project. I am requesting the board not to approve this contract. It will cost the CSD approximately $7,725.60. That cost could be used to provide 8.5 water meters to homeowners. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
Move staff recommendation.
There a second?
No, a little discussion.
You have a motion. Do I hear a second? that a second. Go ahead and let all your comments. You can take the motion and the second and then have further discussion afterwards. But once the motion's made, you do need to take the motion.
Is there a second prior to discussion?
I'll withdraw my motion in order for Director Mayor to make some comment.
More discussion.
You make my job easy. Thank you.
Thank you. First off, do you need it?
Don't know what I don't know yet.
But it's money, so if we don't need it, so let's say we don't do this contract. Could we look at this 3 months from now and go back to her and offer?
Well, I think that's a possibility, but more how I view this need is if I come across something that I don't know what I'm going to come across yet, it could be an agency issue, it could be some history on litigation, it could be a host of things where I need to tap into some kind of experience that she had so that I can have a reference for going through, and I just wanted the ability to do that and get that information on an as-needed basis only.
And her contract's ended, right?
Yes.
So I understand that. And in my profession, previous life before I retired, there was often times when I went into a company, cold turkey, had to work my way through. I see, and we have to say it, I see dramatic improvement for someone like you coming in with no prior experience as a general manager. I'm thrilled to pieces at how quickly you pick things up. And of course, I'm learning too. But. I'm just thinking you don't need the crutch. And I know it's a safety net. I know it's a life preserver out in the water. But if we could look at least my recommendation would be, let's give it some time. And if you feel like, you know, you've hit a couple of roadblocks and can't get the answer, then bring it back and we can take a look at it.
Yeah. I respectfully hear Director Mayer's issue, but some of these things would be time sensitive. And I think if the general manager needed some extra assistance, just like he might need a little legal advice or something, we're not spending the money until it's needed. And I think with the current situation that we're in, I have no problem on an as-need basis. I'm sure that the general manager would only use it in an extreme situation.
Any other comments? We have a recommendation from staff to consider authorizing the board enter into a extension of the interim general manager's contract. Is there a motion?
So moved.
There's a second.
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. Second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
I'm going to abstain. I can't. I'm torn. I know what you want. But I also understand, I'm going to abstain.
The motion passes 3-1-1. Next on the...
Technically recorded as 4-1. An abstention's a yes
and,
vote.
And if it's passed, but if you need any help, I'll help you.
Thanks.
That's what we need. Yeah, the two new guys taking care of everything. Yeah, there we go.
Okay, we have no management reports. We have no informational items. I don't believe there's been any committee meetings. General
Manager's report. No, thank you.
Then we move to correspondence. We have some public information requests. Now, Billy wanted to say something.
Bill Helfrick. I just left you with probably a very onerous document request. Public record request requesting the information to locate the various type 1, 2, 3, and 4 installations. If I'd like to withdraw that at this time, so that you don't have to do that work, and if there is a tiered charge, then that would be unnecessary information. If you go back to an average charge, then I'm going to go back and ask for those various locations. Then
blackmail, huh? Okay, we can live with that.
You can live with that, can't you?
Thank you.
That's a lot of work. So.
You saved us some work up front.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
Good clarity.
Okay, we have another correspondence received that's noted on the agenda.
You've already got it done, don't you?
Are there any future agenda items other than what we talked about?
Dean's already got it done.
Then I think think we are.
One more thought along the same subject. So if once we make the discussion, I don't know if this is possible, but once we make the have the discussion, and if we call the group back together, is it possible to find another location? I think we should pursue that. It was pretty hot and pretty difficult for people saying, can we use the auditorium next door? Do we have any other facility larger to accommodate the larger crowd? Hopefully they'll come back.
Probably have to ask Catherine Katsouris on that issue.
You can talk to the school. We've had town meetings at the school before. I think the thing you're going to find out is whether or not there's a conflict with maybe CYO basketball or something else already using the gym. But I would go ahead and look into it. Call up the principal over there and ask him. We've done that before.
We don't know a date yet.
No, I know that.
But let me get to that date.
It has to be before the 24th.
Well, that's what I was just going to comment on. So I'll make two comments here. One, I'm going to ask you to take a motion to potentially move the location of the meeting. I do not recall off the top of my head what your bylaws say. Generally, the time and place of the meeting is a regularly scheduled meeting and regularly scheduled location. In order to move either the meeting of a regularly scheduled meeting or a regularly scheduled location, you have to take an action of the board. So I'll ask you to do that here in a second and just say, try to accommodate and find another location that's appropriate. I don't have another specific location, and we'll let that slide. I'll deal with the fallout if there is any. Second issue is we've got the bond now combined into two types of bonds, right? We've got the filtration bond issue. That has to be issued at the end of February. So your next meeting is February 15th, which you're going to have to pull the trigger on something, because if the bond has to be issued associated with the filtration. There is no ifs, ands, or buts, right? We tacked on the extra $3 million, and so we're going to have to get that information to you relatively quick, and there's going to have to be an action item associated with the February 15th meeting, unless we call a special meeting in between the February 15th and the end of February.
So 24 Feb is the drop date, is that correct?
For the filtration wastewater
and the bond. So if you're keeping them combined, you'd have to know that. If you're separating them, then we have to know that, which requires an additional resolution, and it requires an additional meeting of the public financing authority.
Okay. If we did it separately, our cost of issuance would be higher.
Absolutely.
That was one of the basis as to why you combined it and did it in short.
Okay.
So looking for a motion for the next meeting, if it is going to include the water meter, that the general manager be authorized to move the location of the regularly scheduled meeting.
For the workshop or the meeting?
I appreciate what Director, we're still in discussion here, what Director Mayer is saying, but I think that we just confuse things that much more. We've already had a lack of communication, and if we all of a sudden change the thing, there's going to be 15 people that came here and don't know where we are. I don't know if we're opening the door for more confusion with the public. I can't see any more people than came tonight showing up. In fact, I would anticipate less people because most of the people have come and vented. There's those that are really interested, that are really going to be here. But I don't anticipate more people being here on our next meeting. But that's just opinion. I could be wrong.
No, I understand that. I know that's why I hesitated when I made the recommendation. Excuse me. So I could go without the change. Maybe that's better. And I didn't think about notification to go to another location. So disregard what I had suggested.
Consider disregarded.
Yeah, well, it's disregarded, though we don't need to call anybody to pick that up.
We have an overflow area here, guys. So
right.
Disclosure of closed session, Council.
Thank you. I do have just a brief update. I know it's been maybe not too long, I guess. I can move it to. It's just an update on one potential litigation matter. It's identified on the agenda as item 01. So if we can step back there real quick, and I'll give you just a quick moment.
Okay, and we're going to move into closed session. I doubt that there will be anything coming out of closed session. You're more than welcome to stay, but
I'm not anticipating any reportable action associated with that.
Okay, we're returning from closed session. Legal.
Town of Discovery. Thank you. I was going to say, not buzzing at me anymore. Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors is reconvening, returning from closed session. A no reportable action, reconvening into the open session.
With that, we'll hear a motion by board adjournment.
So moved. One last thing.
Man, the new guy just takes all kinds of liberties.
You haven't made a motion yet.
I just
no.
It's okay.
Okay, we got to discuss the motion back.
And just one question before we get out. So we know we're going to discuss things when? Is it going to be on the next meeting?
It has to be.
We should have, and I know Dina's not here anymore, but we should look at models. We talk hybrid. We should come prepared so that we see the different options that we have instead of going in to discuss them. We should see them.
Yeah. We have a workshop tomorrow night.
We got it. Okay. We're done.
Procedurally. Okay. Okay, the motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor?
All right. I think walking out the door is a compliment to the question about tomorrow's meeting.
Here is my full.